This is the Bigger Infinity Podcast, a Violet Spark production. Welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast, where we unzip and shrug off perceptions and beliefs, and maybe even a little bit of our reality. This is a podcast to inspire a journey of discovery and self-discovery, but also to inspire a little bit of curiosity and playfulness. Join me on this journey as we explore unlimited possibilities and create a bigger infinity. Welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast. I am Beth Gillier, back again after about a 2-month hiatus. So thank you for your patience. I did not give up on the podcast, but I just needed a break for many different reasons. Some of it was just kind of scheduling. I was pretty busy. I was sick for a couple of weeks. I was actually pretty low mood for a lot of the month of May. I don't know if you guys kind of felt the same way. I feel like May was a little bit of a challenging month. And I did a lot of shadow work personally, as far as, you know, looking at, you know, whatever I was reacting to, watching the stories I was telling myself about it, and then tracing those stories back to sort of, you know, the core belief that I was holding, and kind of looking at that and questioning that, and like, where did that come from? And we'll talk a little bit about stories, I think, in this episode. And then, you know, it turns out once you start not recording podcasts every week, it's really easy to just continue to not record podcasts every week. So yeah, that was kind of, but I didn't give up. I love my podcast. You know, it's interesting, part of sort of the stories I was looking at over the past couple of months and limiting core beliefs that I have is like, what, you know, who am I? Who am I to be talking to people? And, you know, I've talked about how I don't, you know, I try not to give advice, right? Especially as the rescuer in the victim triangle, especially unsolicited advice. Of course, you know, if you are listening to my podcast, I have to assume that you know, you at least like some of what I have to say or share. And obviously you can take what resonates with you. You can leave the rest. You can think I'm completely bonkers, and that's, you know, that's okay. I fully admit that I don't know anything. In fact, I embrace the idea that I don't know anything, because I just think that there's so much beauty in the unknown. And the fact that I may think I know something or understand something, you know, we may think we understand how the world works, how things are, but if we can step back and just be open to the idea. I mean, that's what the whole Bigger Infinity idea is all about, is just being able to step back and acknowledge, accept, be open to, soften to the idea that it's possible we don't know what we think we know. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of exciting. But yeah, So part of what I was struggling with over the last couple months is, you know, who am I to be talking to people? Like, what do I know? I don't know anything. And, you know, I don't want to say things that trigger people, although I'm not responsible for anyone else's triggers. And I don't, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, you know, and I don't, but I just feel called to share, I guess, things from my perspective. And the whole reason I started the podcast was to have information, have content out there that's inspiring. Because, so that's kind of what I've been working through, and just kind of getting my own confidence back and looking at my motives, questioning core beliefs, you know, because the stories kind of led me to a core belief that was like, I'm not good enough. And I was like, well, you know, where did that come from? Like, why deep down, I apparently believe that at some level. And is it true? You know, so I question that. Is it true? I'm not good enough. Well, no, it's not true. I'm plenty good enough. And so I've been kind of just getting back in touch with my inner peace, my inner joy, my inner guidance and motivation and confidence, because it kind of got dulled. It got dulled for a little while because of just everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on just in life, you know, your day to day. It's hard to handle all your day to day, you know, to-do list and obligations and still sort of maintain that touch point with your inner peace, your inner joy, your inner magic. You know, I kept telling my husband, I don't feel magical anymore. And I felt like I had kind of lost a part of myself and it had just been obscured. It had just been dulled and I'm starting to feel it again. And I think getting back to the podcast will actually help with that. And I'm kind of going all over the place, but so, but yeah, going back to just having my whole purpose with this podcast is to have content that just inspires people to get in touch with their own magic, their own, inner peace, inner joy, inner child, curiosity, playfulness, openness, expansion. And because there's just so much content out there that even though it's meant to be helpful, it's a little bit of a downer. Like, there was somebody who kind of became, I guess, bigger in my awareness as far as like looking at Instagram and hearing about her through somebody else, some other podcast that I listened to. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I'll like see what she has to say. And she's helpful. I'm sure she's very, very helpful. But to me, it was almost like, you have so much to work on. You have so much trauma that you need to heal. And do you know how to heal? And then you're like kind of overwhelmed because you're like, I don't know. I don't know how to heal. Like, I don't know what my traumas are. I don't, you know, and I have been doing a lot of questioning and shadow work the past couple of months, but it doesn't have to be so overwhelming and it doesn't have to be, I don't know, so exhausting. And you don't have to, I guess, be disconnected from your peace and your joy while you're doing it, while you're looking at it. And I don't know, I just feel like that's not necessarily helpful to people if they're just like, oh, you know, I thought I was, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I thought that I had healed or transmuted all these limiting beliefs and traumas and maybe I did it wrong. Maybe I still have so much more to go. And, you know, there's always stuff and there's always stuff that comes back up. And it's okay. It's normal to have ups and downs. Like, you cannot be positive and cheerful and joyful all the time. It is impossible. And if you are trying to be positive and joyful all the time, then you are probably going to feel like a failure and you're going to be burying stuff that maybe shouldn't be buried. And so if you accept that it's normal to have ups and downs and it's okay, and you learn to enjoy the downs as much as the ups, if that makes sense, I feel like I became very disconnected, but I almost feel like that was serving a purpose. Because I sometimes wonder, you know, like I try to tell people how to connect or feel or become aware of their own inner awareness, because your inner joy, your inner peace is always there. So if you can just be present, connect to your own awareness, so like you observe what you're thinking, you observe what you're feeling, you observe all of that from this place of inner awareness, that's you, that's your essential self, that is always the part of you that's always there, the part of you that is consciousness. It's your consciousness, and it's connected also to like pure consciousness. So it's this feeling of sort of oneness and peace. And I, you know, I try to teach people how to kind of uncover that, right? Because it just becomes obscured. But it's always there, right? And usually I don't have any trouble, like even when I'm feeling down or overwhelmed, I don't have any trouble kind of getting in touch with that inner self, that inner awareness. And I can tap into it, and I can simultaneously feel that inner joy and sense of peace while observing all the struggles that I'm going through, the overwhelm, the experiences, just this stuff that, you know, you have to deal with. I normally can do that, like simultaneously feel both, and it makes, you know, dealing with everything that much easier. And this past couple months, I was having trouble doing that. And I almost feel like that was an opportunity for me to feel how that feels, because I know people, when I'm trying to teach people how to do that, they struggle and they really can't get to that point where they feel it very easily. And I think it does just take a lot of practice, like just stopping throughout your day, even for 30 seconds, and just becoming intensely present in this now moment, you know, not thinking about the future, not thinking about the past, becoming intensely present and observing and just feeling kind of the peace as everything else just buzzes around you. You don't worry about it. And it takes practice and intention to just stop and do that as often as you can, and to practice going within and finding that place inside you where you are observing what you're feeling and what you're going through, and feeling that inner peace that is there, always there. So I had the opportunity to, you know, feel how hard that is to do sometimes. And I've been kind of struggling to do that. And then I'm like, well, I just stopped struggling. Stop trying so hard. I really feel like it's about just simplifying everything and stop trying so hard. Like, do what makes you feel good. Do what you want to do in the moment. And then when you're doing stuff that are more like obligations, you try to do them more mindfully. And stop. Just do what you need to do and be present and be mindful when you're doing it. Do it with love. Like when you're cooking dinner, cook dinner with love and focus. And I haven't really been able to focus on anything and give it my full attention and give it, you know, do it with love and intention. So that's really, I realize that's all I need to do. And it's okay. It's, you know, I was feeling kind of down, kind of low, and I was struggling to not feel that way. And what's funny is the thing that causes us the most suffering is resistance and seeking. So I was like, I think I've said this before. So I was like resisting feeling down, and I was trying to feel better. You know, I was like seeking a different way of being. And it's fine to do things that make you feel better and focus on what you love and focus on what you want. That's actually huge, but you also have to acknowledge and accept how you're feeling and be okay with it. And so by accepting that and actually feeling gratitude for what I was feeling, like, wow, I really needed to feel this way right now, maybe to understand some things, or maybe just because I needed, I don't know, I feel like I was going through some kind of transition and I was feeling sick. I think symptoms of illness are actually just your body healing. So I use that term just because it's colloquial, but I feel like it was actually also transformational. I was transitioning, kind of upgrading, detoxing, upgrading, healing. It was sort of a healing crisis. And it was beautiful. Like just the fact of everything that I've been going through, everything I've been feeling the last couple months was just beautiful. It was a beautiful opportunity for me to feel that way and to understand some things and go through whatever it is I needed to go through. And so I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, if you can look at where you are holding resist, like what are you resisting and what are you seeking? Because if you can be grateful for just where you are right now, that's where you're peace and joy really is, you know, instead of thinking I'll be happy if, you know, whatever circumstance you think is going to make you happy. If you're looking outside of yourself for something to bring you happiness, then you're looking in the wrong place. You need to look inside. Your peace and happiness and joy are already with you, already inside. And when you know, you think something might bring you happiness because you experience happiness when you get the thing you want, right? But is it because you got the thing you want that brought you happiness? Or was it that moment that you stopped seeking because you got the thing you wanted, right? Because how long does that really last? Like, you know, I'm sure there's been a time where you really wanted something, like, I don't know, a new pair of shoes, those gorgeous shoes, or car, or thing, I don't know, whatever it is that you really, really wanted, and you got it, right? And it was great for a little while, but then how long did that really last? That feeling goes away. So it's not the actual thing that brings you joy and happiness. It's that momentary kind of pause. When you get what you want and you stop seeking and you're just present and you're enjoying it, that's the happiness, that's the joy, not the actual thing, situation, or thing that you wanted. And then as far as resistance, like your resistance is also causing your suffering. And I mean, I know you've all heard you can't control other people. You can only control your reaction to other people. And that's part of this whole resistance, right? So if you are resistant to a situation in which you have no control or over which you have no control, then, you know, what can you do for yourself inside your own way of thinking and feeling that can help you soften and to have less resistance? Because you can't change the situation. You can't control other people. And so I'm like recording this on 4th of July, and every year, you know, you have this battle between the people lighting off fireworks and the people who are triggered by fireworks. And I get it. Like, I can totally see how, you know, if you've been in a war zone, I mean, that's terrifying. Those bangs are terrifying. At the same time, like, there's always this online battle between people saying, stop lighting fireworks. You know, it triggers people. And people who are lighting fireworks are not going to stop lighting off fireworks. So, so that's, you know, that's work that people need to do. I don't know, this may trigger people a bit, but I mean, if you have no control over the situation and there are going to be loud bangs, you know, what can you do? What can you do to help yourself, right? You know, wear earplugs, have a loud fan going, play some music. But then what can you do on the inside for yourself so that you feel safe? Something that you can do for your own nervous system. And if you are getting angry and having huge resistance to the fireworks, for example, and every time you hear a bang, you know, you allow yourself to get triggered and angry, and you know what? That's a waste of energy because you can't make them stop, right? All you can do is focus on, you know, your own coping, your own soothing, self-soothing, and find ways to soften the resistance. And there's, I mean, this is a sound trigger, right? There's actually a lot of things you can do as far as like sound healing that help you sort of accept the sounds, like sounds that trigger you. You can almost work with the sound so that it doesn't trigger you. But I mean, there's a whole book on that, so I can't really go into that, but if you can just change your own thinking about the resistance that you're having and reframe it and change, and this also goes back to stories, you know, what stories are you telling yourself about whatever you have resistance to? So for the firework example, you know, you hear the noise, you're telling yourself, like you're reaffirming your own trauma, you know, by saying this is making me feel this way, and you're focusing on the way it's making you feel and the fear, you're focusing on the fear, and you're focusing on, you know, the anger you have for the people who are setting off fireworks. And that's, it just is giving all your energy and putting more energy into the thing you don't like. And it makes it worse. So whatever you have resistance to, if you can change the story you tell yourself about it, you have more control over how you feel, how you react, right? And you reframe. You know, you can acknowledge how you're feeling because that's huge and that's really important. You know, this is scaring me. I don't feel safe. This noise is triggering me. You know, I accept that, you know, I have all these reasons to be triggered. And you just allow that. You almost embrace that part of yourself. And by embrace, I mean like literally like imagine yourself, like if it were a thing, or like a small child. Imagine maybe that part of yourself as a small child, right? That's scared. And then you invoke sort of your superhero persona in your mind. They call it archetype. So invoke your superhero archetype and imagine comforting that child who's scared and triggered. And then you feel that power coming back to yourself. Like you are taking control of how you're reacting and comforting yourself. And you feel that power surging back into your body. And you have less resistance for the thing you don't like. And you have more control, more power to sort of soothe that part of you that is scared, that is triggered. And you just comfort that part of yourself and accept it. And then try to tell yourself different stories about it. Like, you know, I don't like this noise, but you know what? Maybe I can think of it differently. you know, think of, I mean, you can have, try having compassion for, like, oftentimes if you're in a conflict with someone, you can just invoking compassion for that other person and trying to see things from their perspective can really change how you feel, right? Because you're bringing love and compassion to a situation rather than anger or hatred. You know, you're bringing a much higher frequency to the situation or the person. So if you invoke compassion or, you know, tell yourself you're glad that people have the freedom to have a little bit of fun on 4th of July. And if that's how they have fun, I don't know. It's really hard. I don't get triggered by fireworks, so this is just an example. But just try to change the story you tell yourself. Try to see it from another perspective. And try to soften your resistance, because it's your resistance that is causing your suffering, not the fireworks, not the people lighting off fireworks. It's your resistance to the noise and the people that you think are causing your suffering. So yeah, that's huge. Like if you can notice your resistance, notice where you're seeking, and try to just be more present, be more in this now moment without worrying about the future, without worrying about the past. Notice the stories that you're telling yourself about a situation, whatever situation, or about your suffering. Notice the stories, and you'll notice, if you go back and watch my victim mentality podcast, you'll notice when you are in victim consciousness, if you watch the stories that you're telling yourself. And then, you know, like I was doing in May, like if you watch the stories you're telling yourself and you sort of trace them back to the I am statement, that core belief about yourself, like I am, I'm not good at this. Or I'm not worthy, or I'm not lovable. Like, what are you telling yourself? What are these stories surrounding? Like, what belief are they surrounding? What are you telling yourself about yourself that may not be true? And you look at that. So that's a lot. That's a lot to go over. I was going to do a whole podcast on stories and labels. And I think I will do that in a whole other episode. But I'm just glad to be back doing podcasts, and hopefully you'll stick with me. And if you have any comments, if you have any questions or any topics you would like me to cover, please feel free to leave a comment or shoot me an email at beth@violetsparkenergy.com. Have a great day and make fun choices.